She want a woo. She want the woo.
What is up, everybody? It's your boys, and it's the Off-Field Generals podcast brought to you by Tuned In Sports. Man, I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a while. It's been weird.
What do you have to say for yourself, Tabo?
I don't know. I was here last month, so.
I asked you where you've been. We did not get an answer.
Yeah. I said home.
Which really
been
which
busy
really...
at home? I can't see Tabo.
I've been doing stuff. I don't know. If I look back. If we could look at a little highlight reel of what I've been doing, there's probably some important stuff in there here, and like every now and then.
Like what?
I don't know. Felicity's family.
Neither do we. That's why we're asking.
Well, no. Felicity had some friends in town. They did like a birthday celebration for a couple days. Felicity's family has birth.
A 2-day celebration?
Well, yeah. She had a friend come in town, so we were... she was staying with us, so she was with us for 4 days, so they're doing a bunch of stuff.
All right.
And then
it wasn't like there was any important sporting event that was about to take place that we needed to record for.
Yeah. We got to the point where Hunter and I were asking, I guess we're getting Sean to figure this out, right? Like,
do you realize that? Your seat is about to be swooped up by Sean.
About to be booted.
Well.
You're here now, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
Yeah, we'll work on being more inconsistent. That's what 2021's going to be about, consistency.
Well, we are a month and a half into 2021. Yeah, so far.
But I've been here both
month
months.
Not
so.
Two appearances
in 2 months.
The thing is, we need
to be doing it. The thing is, it's weekly, Tabo, so you can't be like, I'm here every month. Once a month.
It's because he knew that he was going to have to pay up on our Buffalo Wild Wings bets.
Yeah, where I'm owed two dinners now.
Yeah.
Two. It's great.
I'm owed one.
I guess it's split with Devin, right?
Well, yeah. So Devin, I think, is NBA. Devin owes you the NBA one. Or owes me the NBA one.
Yeah, you won the NBA. And then someone owes me for the NFL.
Me and Tabo owe you for baseball and football.
Yeah.
Which baseball, it's been like 4 or 5 months. We're about to start a whole new year.
Devin made my picks for football. So I don't.
That's true. Devin was football. Tabo just owes baseball.
Yeah. I don't.
Because you had like Astros, Nationals, and Brewers. Something like that. But we're not here to talk baseball.
Absolutely not.
What are we here to talk about? Alex. Alex put together the rundown today.
Yeah, no, of course.
The debut. It's only been 3 years. Alex's debut rundown.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Appreciate it. It's been a good time. But anyway, I mean, we all just had a fantastic Super Bowl.
Yes.
Fantastic for most, I would assume.
Not Talmadge.
No.
Yes, no. Who are you rooting for?
Oh, I was rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, man.
So two disappointing guys, Tabo and Talmadge. Why the Chiefs, Tabo? I guess they are the Warriors of the NFL.
I was rooting for the Chiefs because it seemed like they...
Because it seemed like they were going to win?
Well, I mean... there's no reason to not root against them except for like pure fandom and like rooting for the legacy of Tom Brady.
Or like I said when we were at Zach's birthday, I said very clear, if I was a betting man, which I
am. Yeah, you are a betting man. It's not.
You do not bet against Tom Brady. You never.
It's been 20 years, and people are still.
You don't do it.
They're still
and
needing to learn this lesson.
At that dinner, everyone's like, dude, you're an idiot. Like, it's only a 3.5-point spread. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no.
Which Vias, of all people, should have been betting on the Bucks too.
And it's like, listen, I'm not just saying they're going to cover the spread. They're going to freaking beat the Chiefs. Like, just wait on it.
Shocking that was, like, the least, like, anxiety-ridden Super Bowl I've had watching Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, of all the games. Like, you'd think that would have been the closest.
Yeah.
But, no.
Yeah. That was great. I loved every bit of that. Every bit of it.
Because that was probably not even arguably, that was the best opponent Tom Brady's faced in a Super Bowl. And yet it was the biggest blowout that he's had.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you could make the argument that the greatest show on turf, 2001 Rams, maybe. And then
when
other than that.
When it came down to the Seahawks, like that one.
The Seahawks, maybe.
That was just close. It was just a closer game.
Seahawks were the defending champs that year, but I don't think there was much hype around the 26-15 Seahawks as there are about this Chiefs team.
Right. I agree.
But so probably those two, because, the Panthers in 03, no. The Eagles in 04, no. The Giants in 07 and 2012, no. The Seahawks, maybe. The Falcons, no, but they did have MVP Matt Ryan. The Eagles in 17, certainly not, because that was Nick Foles-led team. And then the Rams 2 years ago, no.
Yeah.
So probably. I mean, it's Seahawks, I think the 2015 Seahawks and this year's Chiefs team. But man, like for that to be the biggest blowout of all the Tom Brady Super Bowls, now seven Super Bowl championships.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Like halftime, I was like, all right. Like second half was the least stressful half of football I've watched all year.
Just because, and it's just, you have to have confidence in the Bucs when every single time the Chiefs snap the ball, Patrick Mahomes is sprinting. He is in full panic mode. There was no offensive line in that entire matchup.
Which my hot take is that had more to do with coaching than it did the offensive line.
Because
you knew going in that the Chiefs' offensive line had injuries. So why would you use five-man protection on 95% of dropbacks?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Like, Andy Reid, I am... Some credit, and I don't think enough credit, is given to Bruce Arians for this. Because he out-coached, and not just out-coached, but thoroughly out-coached Mike LaFleur. Is it Mike or Matt? There's two LaFleurs.
Matt LaFleur
is Packers.
Yeah.
So Matt LaFleur and then Andy Reid in back-to-back weeks. Like a thorough out-coaching job done by Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
Which was shocking. Because Bruce Arians, he's a fine coach. I don't think anyone was thinking that he was going to be the best coach of the playoffs. And he was.
No.
So, but we'll get to all of that. What do we have up first on the docket?
So, boys, fifth down takeaways. What'd you take away from that weekend? For me, that Bucs defense is too good. Who's that linebacker? What's his name?
Devin White.
Devin White or Lavonte David. Pick your poison.
White.
Devin White.
They were all over the place. Literally, I swear, every other play, he was tackling the guy. No matter who it was. Granted, there was just some questionable reffing calls. I can admit there were some, but not nearly as many.
I mean, it was closer called than in the past.
Sure.
But I don't think there was a call. The only call I think that you could look at in that first half, because the second half, the officiating played no part.
Right.
In fact, I think the Chiefs got the benefit of calls in the second half.
Sure.
The only call I think that you could look at in the first half and say that was not a penalty was the Tyrann Mathieu on Gronk in the end zone. That put the ball to one.
I can see that. What about that hit though? That on Mahomes that went to his head when he was already down to the ground. How do you?
I mean, I don't think being tackled into a guy where your head is tackled into someone is a penalty on the defense.
I'm just saying because you can't go for a quarterback's head. That's just what I'm
saying.
But
which one?
He was already down. It was the ball.
The second half.
Yeah, it was the roughing the passer
call. Whereas Ndamukong Suh, his arm hit.
Well,
Mahomes'
no.
head, and then Mahomes got up looking for
yeah,
a
play. Yeah,
is it that one, or
no,
is there another one?
There was another one, I think. Oh, unless it's
I don't
the
know
same
about
one.
The other one. The one in the second half where Mahomes was looking for a flag, saying he got hit in the head. I mean, who was it? JPP with the sack, who tackled Mahomes into Ndamukong Suh, and Mahomes hit his head on Sue's
arm.
Yeah,
no, that one I don't.
And then
that's not,
he looked for a flag.
No, that one. Nah.
But I mean, people are saying holding calls. Like the Chiefs have been holding all year. We talked about in our group text, they're finally getting called for something they've done all season. But that's poorly coached and poor disciplined defense, where once that gets called the first time, you need to know and be disciplined enough to know that that's going to be called all game and to stop doing it, right?
Right.
And I texted in the group chat, I said they're addicted to holding receivers because they've been doing it all season. And even Tony Romo pointed out, this is what the Chiefs secondary does is they hold. And normally they get away with it. They didn't get away with it in the Super Bowl, and they failed to adjust for the first 30 minutes of play. That's coaching, and that's just poorly disciplined play.
Yeah. I bet.
And all the Chiefs fans who, mind you, the Chiefs got the beneficial whistle a season ago in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, now claiming that the refs were against them is laugh out loud funny. For thinking that the league would rather have Tom Brady have won that game than Patrick Mahomes is silly.
Yeah.
Because the league wants 20 years of can Mahomes surpass Brady as the GOAT, right? They want the Chiefs on primetime every game as long as Mahomes keeps playing like this. And they want people to talk about can Mahomes surpass Brady's legacy for the next 20 years. And so, and last night was a huge dent to that. So, and I had people on Twitter who were like, "You, of course the league wants Brady to win this." No, they didn't. The same Roger Goodell that suspended Brady for 4 games because the weather going from a hot room to a cold outdoor stadium caused the balls to decrease by 0.3 PSI, suspended Brady 4 games for that, is the same Roger Goodell that wants him to win the Super Bowl? Get out of here. Get out of here. Like, that's not, that's fake news.
Fake news. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Tabo, how about you, dude? What you got?
Yeah, you mentioned this earlier, how, you know, if, you know, your life is on the line, or, you know, you got money down, betting against Brady is not a smart decision. But I also want to give a little shout out to home field advantage. I don't think
was there?
I don't know, where was the game played?
I mean, it was played in Tampa Bay, but like what was the home field advantage? Like the 7,000 healthcare workers were like rampant Tampa Bay fans.
Being in a stadium and environment that you're used to, that you played in the whole year.
I guess, but you could argue that the fact that like it was an away game for Kansas City made it feel more normal, and thus the distractions and the pressure of the Super Bowl were lessened.
Right, like I'm not saying
you don't have to go there a week early and go through media and all that other stuff. Like they were at home, preparing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge thing. Like, it's a 9-day difference, but, you know, if you ask any of the 32 teams that they would prefer to play at home for the Super Bowl, and which is cool, like, that's also awesome how it's the first time ever that the Super Bowl is being, or that a home team is participating in the Super Bowl. Because yeah. I know, like, everyone was thinking a couple of years ago the Vikings were just about to do it. Then Case Keenum revealed himself. But yeah, no, Brady.
It's more like the Eagles defense stepped up.
Well, no, they had a good defense.
give your own team some credit, Tabo.
Yeah, I know. But also Case Keenum, right? Like, he's not even starting quarterback anymore, so.
Well, neither is Nick Foles.
True.
And neither is Carson Wentz.
Ah.
So all 3 quarterbacks in that game. I will give credence to your argument of familiar environment could have led to any resemblance of home field advantage in the Super Bowl for Tampa Bay. But like everything else about it, like, I mean, there are things that you could argue, and I think even Chiefs players said in media availabilities leading up to the game, like, yeah, it's really nice to just prepare for the Super Bowl here at home, like at our own facilities. Like there was a semblance of normalcy for the Chiefs preparing at their own facilities all week, right? And then flying out the day before as they would any away game, rather than going to Tampa 2 weeks in advance, having to do media for half the day, every single day leading up, all the distractions, all the coverage, all the parties and events that they have to go to. Like just being at home in Kansas City, also you could argue should have helped the Chiefs, but it didn't, or at least it didn't look like it did.
Not very much.
Definitely not.
Yeah, home field advantage. Gotta love it. It's not that hot down there, but some things are hot, and that is our hot seats.
Oh, I didn't get my takeaway.
I thought you did.
I had apparently a lot of takeaways.
Yeah, hit me with it.
My takeaway is not from the weekend, but from today. Drunk Tom Brady would probably be the best quarterback in Chicago Bears history. Because drunk Tom Brady threw the Lombardi trophy about 25 feet from boat to boat over the ocean. And it was a dime of a pass to Cameron
Brate.
I don't know how much the trophy weighs.
Enough to be.
It's also awkward. Like you kind of have to like an underhand heave, like a thing of wood.
And it's crazy. You can tell it's definitely top heavy because he tried to keep it like level, and right when it left his hand, boom! Like it wasn't. Oh, yeah. It didn't stay flat.
But not the top that you would expect. Like
it's like
the bottom was heavier.
Yeah.
And exactly. So it flung forward. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, drunk Tom Brady, who could barely walk after that boat parade. We'll blame it on his sea legs.
Yeah, that was great.
When you're on a boat for a while, right?
Yeah, it happens. Well, you saw his tweet after, right?
Yeah, a little avocado tequila.
Yeah, it happens, man. You never know. You're on a boat. What's the worst going to happen? Wake up. Play up. But anyway, hot seat, boys. Hunter, who's your hot seat?
My hot seat is Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
because all the talk has been since Mahomes entered the league in his first year as the starter, won the MVP, went to the AFC Championship game in his second year, went all the way and won the Super Bowl, and then this year went to the Super Bowl again. All the talk has been, can Patrick Mahomes surpass Brady as the GOAT? After this weekend, he cannot. Like, to pass Brady at this point, he'll have to win at least 8 Super Bowls, right? Because he'll have to one-up Brady, because now Brady has the leg up on Mahomes in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago when the Patriots went on to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. Brady went to Kansas City and won in overtime to go to the Super Bowl the year Mahomes won the MVP. And then this year, a 43-year-old Tom Brady, who was an underdog in the Super Bowl, absolutely dismantled the favored Kansas City Chiefs and 25-year Mahomes. So, I mean, Mahomes now is 0-2 in games that matter versus Tom Brady. Brady has 7 rings. He's not retiring. He's going to potentially, if I was given the over-under of 7.5 Super Bowls for Tom Brady, I'm going to have to take the over, because if this Buccaneers team comes back with the same guys they had this year and Tom Brady playing the way he played this year, I can't say that they're not going to win again, or at least have a very good chance to win it again. So Mahomes is going to have to win like 8 Super Bowls, which now seems like an enormously daunting task. And that's even to just have a debate. Like, right, if Mahomes could win 4 Super Bowls, I don't think it's a debate at all, with Brady sitting at 7, especially with the 2 wins for Tom Brady. So my hot seat is Patrick Mahomes. He went from being potentially already, so people were saying he's going to be the greatest of all time when it's all said and done, to now it looks like he's not really going to have a chance at that.
Okay. I'm curious to see how that shakes out. I mean, have Mahomes for a very long time.
But once that contract kicks in, they're not going to have Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
They're not going to have Chris Jones for a very long time. They're not going to have Tyrone Matthew for a very long time.
They're
going to have Mahomes, but when they're paying him $50 million, who is he going to be throwing to?
Yeah, you can't afford Kelsey. You can't afford Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of players you're not going to be able to afford.
Yeah, I mean, Watkins is probably going to be gone. You could maybe pay one of Kelsey or Tyreek Hill, unless they both take a pay cut. So,
and I don't know if they are the types that would.
Yeah, because that's why the Patriots were so good, was because Brady didn't take as much as he could have. Mahomes took as much as he could have.
Oh, yeah.
And so now in 5 years, when he's making $50 million and the Chiefs don't have any money in the salary cap, I don't know how they're going to play elite defensive linemen, how they're going to play shutdown cornerbacks, how they're going to pay wide receivers. So,
yeah, okay. I like that.
But did you see the career arcs of Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, no, the comparison, then it was because they go back-to-back Super Bowls and then they face Brady and lose. Yeah, no, it was great.
Where you go to Super Bowl, what was it, MVP? Because, no, Russell Wilson never
had the way
MVP.
It worked was because it was
first year as a
starter. They go
AFC or conference championship game.
Championship game.
Second year, win the Super Bowl.
Third year,
lose to Brady in the Super Bowl.
And I knew, and that's also kind of was my push to also root for the Bucks. I was like, oh, okay, so it has to happen. I don't make the rules, right? I just let, you know, the society to just, you know, they abide, you know, live abide. It happens.
And Russell Wilson's never been back since losing to Brady.
No.
So who knows? Who's to say if Mahomes will ever be back, right? I mean, the AFC is getting much better. The Buffalo Bills, the Patriots, I don't think you can count out for very long. The Indianapolis Colts are a quarterback away. The Chargers have Justin Herbert, a new coach.
Just need a little bit better O-line.
The Browns are on the upswing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you still have Lamar Jackson. Like, the AFC
is a lot better than the past.
If Deshaun Watson could very well, if he stays in the AFC, whatever team he goes to should at least be a threat if they can build a talented roster around him, right? I mean, if Deshaun Watson goes to the 49ers, we're having a different story. But the AFC, there's some good, very good young talent.
No, I completely agree.
The Dolphins with Tua, we'll see what happens there. But
yeah, no, I get that. I get that. Tabo, hot seat.
I'm probably going to go with my own GM, Howie Roseman.
Finally. I mean, I guess he's been there for a while, but I guess for you to publicly announce it is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. I just think that the past couple of weeks, just with all the rumors surrounding the Eagles' future and Carson Wentz, you know, it seems like after the Stafford and Goff trade went down, that a lot of people started calling about Carson Wentz, seeing what the availability was. Clearly, you know, the Eagles' ask was too high, and so that's starting to kind of wither out. But there's still a couple teams that are trying to, I probably bring the Eagles down or try to strike a deal. And so with Howie Roseman, right, he's last couple of years has not been great at drafting. And so now it's like if you decide to get rid of Wentz, right, you got to make a smart move because, I don't know, because if you're not doing good drafting and if you're not bringing in free agents, you got to try to keep as much as you can possible and then, you know, draft better, work around that.
You got a pretty good second round pick last year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how he does.
The Jalen Reagor pick over Justin Jefferson. Head scratching in the moment.
It's a lot. Yeah.
I don't know how it could look worse.
Yeah, I mean, their explanation is that it's just a better scheme fit. And so they're like,
I don't understand. Shouldn't wide receivers just fit any scheme?
You run routes and catch a football.
Some people are right. There's different types of wide receivers. You got vertical,
well, sure.
You got slot, you got physical. So they're probably looking for
unless the Eagles are saying we're only going to be running 5-yard crossing slant routes. Like there are plays in the Eagles scheme that Justin Jefferson had to be able to run, right?
Yeah, their problem is that they thought they are
like if you're a team that's like we're just going to run wide receiver jet sweeps, like that's our scheme, right? We're going to ground and pound and then do quick bubble screens and wide receiver sweeps. Then sure, Tyreek Hill fits your scheme better than DK Metcalf, right?
Yeah, they're.
But you should have a balanced playbook regardless.
Yeah, I think their problem was they had the horse blinders. They're looking for somebody who.
And now your coach is fired, so that scheme is out the window.
Yeah, somebody who just plays on the outside as a deep threat who can return the ball and. They thought, or I guess coming out of college, Justin Jefferson is more of a inside guy. But now, right, a year later, obviously back then you couldn't.
Turns out a good wide receiver can run any route you give him. Who would have thought? It's coaches like that that overthink things, right? Like I get they have playbooks that they want to run and they have schemes that they want to do. But Justin Jefferson was the better wide receiver than Jalen Reagor. Like that was, everyone knew it. Right. So
and he was already
take him,
he was already slipping too. So I don't know why he didn't just
take him and put him where he's going to be successful. Instead of saying we're not gonna
and you just train him up too.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we want you to
makes no sense.
Play the outside, but
question for you. And this it has a little to do with your hot seat. But not much. The Eagles are the 2022 Super Bowl champions. Right. Roger Goodell hands your coach and owner the trophy. And they announce that the Super Bowl MVP is either A, Carson Wentz, or B, Jalen Hurts. Who would you rather see up on that stage?
Oh, Carson Wentz, 100%.
Why? I don't understand it. I don't understand the Eagles.
Weirdest,
I don't understand Eagles fans.
It's
like,
an obsession. It's an
love
obsession.
Of Carson Wentz.
And it is unreal.
Well, no, either way, no matter who leads us to the Super Bowl, like I'd rather just win the Super Bowl. Like at
I
that
know,
point,
but that's why I'm saying is who would you rather see? And I think you are in the majority where it's like 99% of Eagles fans, for whatever reason, would rather be successful than with Carson Wentz than successful with Jalen Hurts, even though Jalen Hurts has proven to be the better quarterback.
But very small sample size. I need him to play what?
Okay, but
five
then let's,
games.
Okay,
it was a pretty significant increase in like production and in talent and in how just the Eagles looked significantly better with Jalen Hurts under center than Carson Wentz.
Right, and his small sample size of success. Let's just compare to Carson Wentz's huge sample size of crap.
Like
it's a huge, huge display of crap. So I just think that itself is what.
Well, no,
because
if you were to compare them side by side, their last six games, they both went like 2-4, and they both had like three or four touchdowns.
The Eagles are playing the Cowboys and the Washington football team, and Jalen Hurts was playing the Saints and whoever else, and the Cardinals. Right. I mean, like, they were playing better teams.
Well, they both had a similar mix. The last half of the season wasn't favorable for us, like no matter who we would have had back there. But back to your original question, the reason why the majority of Philadelphia would want to see Carson Wentz out there is because of the narrative that's been happening over the last couple
of
years.
What has Carson Wentz done for you that you are so incredibly loyal to him? Right? Because Patriots fans, they're going to pick Brady over anyone else, but Brady has at least given us something to cling on, right? Like if Russell Wilson fell off a cliff in 3 years and I posed the same question to Whistler about Russell Wilson or, you know, whoever the Seahawks were to bring in, and he picked Russell Wilson, that makes sense because Russell Wilson's taken them to 2 Super Bowls. He's won them a Super Bowl. He has been, you know, a top 5 NFL quarterback for a decade almost. Like, there's at least, like, Russell Wilson has given him a reason to pick Wilson, right? But, like, what has Wentz done for the Eagles that makes their fans so loyal to him even and just not accept that Jalen Hurts is probably the better quarterback for them, at least?
Well, obviously the 2017 season, Carson Wentz did a lot more that season than Nick Foles did. Yeah, he came in.
Nick Foles won you the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, it's not like Nick Foles played the year.
Statistically,
if Carson Wentz never would have gotten injured, there would have been no conversation with Nick Foles. He would have played no
part. There wouldn't have been a conversation with Nick Foles, and the Eagles probably lose in the divisional round.
You can't make that argument. You can't make that scene.
Based on how that Carson Wentz has looked since then, I think I could. I mean, what was Nick Foles' Super Bowl stats?
Let's look him up.
Right? I mean, like...
Yeah, no.
Wouldn't you be more loyal to Nick Foles, considering he's the guy that took you to the Super Bowl?
No, because he played...
And won you the Super Bowl?
Because he played, like, 5 or 6 games. And then
and
the
how
next
many,
year...
And won them! Through the entire stretch of the playoffs. You won every single game.
Yeah, no, I don't think we should have just gotten rid of Nick Foles that early. I mean, because he was there the next year, right? Came in.
Do you think Carson Wentz throws for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns versus the Patriots and puts up 41 points?
No way of telling.
I go ahead and say no. I'm going to go ahead
and
say
no. What did your gut tell you?
That Nick Foles took more risks. Like, he throws a better deep ball. So that's where, you know, those are plays that you can gain more yards. At the end of the day, right, like, I feel like Carson Wentz would have given us the exact same opportunity to make a run through the playoffs, especially with how well our defense played, too, even depending on them.
Defense got thrashed for the record most yards in a Super Bowl by a losing quarterback.
Yeah, but we also seen what they did to the Vikings. The Vikings played a big part, too.
Carson Wentz, aside from one pretty good year, I'll give him that. Like, he was pretty good in 2017.
He was going to be the MVP before he got injured, so it was a really good year.
I don't know if it was... I think he was a candidate, right? The same way Josh Allen.
It was literally him and Brady, and he went down, so they're like, okay, this is a no-brainer. We're giving it to Tom Brady.
I still think it would have gone to Tom Brady.
Probably still would have gone to Brady. Regardless, good year. He had one good year playing. I mean, how many games did he play? 13 games that year?
Yeah.
So he gave you 13 good games in 4 years.
Well, he's had more than just 13 games. Like, good winning games. He's had plenty more than just 13 good games.
It's a weird way that it ended. Loyalty to him. He got drafted in what? What year did he get drafted? 2016? 16? So his first year, he went 7-9. Then his second year, 13-3, you won the Super Bowl. Good year. 2018, 9-7. 2019, 9-7. 2020, 4-11-1. So you've had one above average year since you've drafted Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean, every year they have 9 wins is technically above average. Not much, but he's got winning.
9-7 is pretty average.
But out of the 5 years, you have 3 winning seasons. And part of it goes to being in the division. 9-7
in the NFC East.
Yeah, part of it goes to the weak division. Tom Brady was dominant, but also his division was
crap for years. You have one above average year. 9-7 is average, right? Like, no one's like, yeah, that was a good year. 9-7.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't cut it. Like, you're not satisfied with going 9-7.
Okay, so one above average year. But yet, Eagles fans are obsessed with Wentz. Well, and like you yourself just said, you would rather see Carson Wentz win a Super Bowl
because
than Jalen Hurts.
Because of the narrative that everybody
would you have
says
rather,
he's trash and wants him gone.
Would you have rather had Carson Wentz take the Eagles to the Super Bowl than Nick Foles?
And to avoid an injury? Yeah. Why would I want someone to tear their ACL, MCL, and their meniscus?
I'm not saying that has nothing to do with the injury. I'm just saying, like, you would rather see Wentz over anyone else. But and I just want to know why.
That year, if he's already your starting quarterback, why wouldn't you want to see him through and through?
But why would you just not accept that it was Foles that won you the Super Bowl?
Foles,
like,
did,
every
that,
Eagles fan is like, yeah, Foles is the one that won. And you even just did this. Yeah, Foles is the one who won, but it was Wentz, you know, all year who was balling. And
if,
Wentz would have won
Foles
it anyway.
If Foles played that whole season, we would not have won the Super Bowl.
How can you say that, though? That's like the same argument as saying that you that us saying
because we've had
Wentz wouldn't have won the Super Bowl if he would have played.
Well, Wentz
already, if you, well, then because the sample size of Foles, how he played in the playoffs, why wouldn't he play that way in the rest of the season?
Well, we've seen how Foles plays in the regular season.
We've seen
Foles
how Wentz
win Super
plays
Bowls compared to Wentz.
We're talking about the Super Bowl year. Wentz is already factual one made us or had us go 10-3,
and Foles didn't lose a game that year.
Yeah, and
he finished out 3-0 at the end of the last three games, and then won every playoff game. So
yeah,
maybe it was just that team was really good.
Yeah, I already said give a lot of credit to the defense. The defense.
So
was,
if Foles went 7-0 and did not lose a game, then how can you say that they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl if Foles started that whole year for that?
Well,
Eagles
no
team.
One knows for sure, but you also have the other 9 games that you would have to. You could very well lose those other 9 games.
So Wentz was 10-3. How do you know that you don't just lose a fourth?
You don't.
And that
you
game
don't know
be
because
well-card.
It didn't happen. All we know is.
But so going back to the original question, then, because the hypotheticals are getting us nowhere. Why would you rather see Wentz win over anyone else?
Because of the narrative that people want him gone. So if they took the chance to bring him back this year and he led us to a Super Bowl, that would shut everybody up. Would that not? It would.
Sure, but wouldn't trading Wentz and Jalen Hurts taking you to the Super Bowl give you confidence that you guys made the right decision? Because right now, having kept Wentz, signed him to a giant contract, and traded Foles, does not look like that was the right decision. Because at least you're not paying Foles $25 million. Because Foles probably takes you to 9-7 the last couple of years, and Foles wins you 4 games this year.
Yeah, it's,
so Foles could have done
the exact same production, yeah.
So that was the wrong decision then, holding on to Wentz and giving him a big contract and trading Foles.
Well, in the moment, you know,
we were saying you should have kept Foles in the moment.
I was preaching.
Well,
was
it the Super Bowl?
I mean, obviously, if I could pick, I would rather just keep both of them.
Well,
but if you had to pick one, I think it was the better option to keep Wentz. Of course, it's unfortunate.
The safer option.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, like, the way the last 3 years have gone have been, you know, subpar.
I'm just curious, like,
but if Wentz were to lead us to the Super Bowl this next year, that would...
It'd be a great story.
Yeah, it would. Sounds a lot. That's why I'm saying. I said it's because of the narrative that people say Wentz is, you know, as good as garbage and he's done.
So
and
it's,
if he were
all,
to come
it's
back,
just all the mentality of proving people wrong then.
Yeah, who doesn't love rooting for the underdog?
That'd but how long would you be willing to sit on that?
No, if
like if Wentz comes out and they go 6-10 this year. But it's like, oh, man, but if he wins the Super Bowl in 2023, that'd finally shut people up.
No, you don't wait another 2 years.
So that's
years.
What I'm saying. So, like, how long are you willing to wait with Wentz before you finally say, actually, this guy may not actually be that good?
Yeah, no, if the Eagles start off, whatever.
You know, it'd be a heck of a story.
If they started off like 0-4, I'd say, okay, he's done.
You know, it'd be a really good story is if they traded Wentz to the Colts and then won the Super Bowl for the Colts in 2022.
I'd love that as well.
Would you rather see Wentz win it with the Eagles or the Colts?
Okay, well, my team's the Eagles, so I'd rather. But anyway, it'd be a great narrative, great story. I'd be proud of Carson for if he were able to lead us
would
to
you
Super
follow,
Bowl.
Would you follow Carson, not saying that they would be your number one team ahead of the Eagles, but if Carson Wentz went to the Bears, Would the Bears be your team number two?
That's hard. I'm not a big Bears fan, but my dad is, so my dad would be like, hey, no matter where he goes, I still hope for the best. You know, I wish him success wherever he goes, because I still feel like he has something to offer if he gets into a good system with good talent around him.
Philly fans, for their, like, just even, like, hatred of their own teams at times, are incredibly loyal and surprisingly loyal to Wentz.
I mean, you got to respect it, right?
Yeah.
You got to respect it.
That's up to you.
For sure. I guess on to my hot seat now.
We spent 20 minutes on that.
Yeah, it's great. And my hot seat's going to segue into our first question of the week, but my hot seat is the Seattle Seahawks. You know, Hunter tossed this thing out in our group chat, and I thought it was just
my
like random chatter on the Twitter sphere, and I was like, nah, like, listen, Russell Wilson ain't leaving.
I got the ball
and
rolling.
And then the next morning, I'm just going through Twitter, ESPN, just the amount of crap
bad
that
morning
I am seeing.
On Twitter for
Whistler. Oh my gosh, man, I was so upset. So hot seat, Seattle Seahawks. First question.
Yep.
Should the Seahawks trade Russell Wilson?
Yeah, get him out of there.
Why?
Send him to New England.
No, I want to hear. I don't want to hear bias. Like I want him. I want to hear realistically. Should the Seahawks trade him?
The Seahawks should trade him, and here's why. Set my man Russ free. Let Russell Wilson, the husband to Sierra, the father of future's child, let him go to a place that will truly respect and utilize his talent. I don't want to see the Seattle Seahawks running the ball anymore. I don't want to see the Seattle Seahawks devoting all their resources and all their draft picks to running backs.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I want to see the Seattle Seahawks give him some offensive line help and maybe a wide receiver too. Because Tyler Lockett's good. But is Tyler Lockett a wide receiver too on a Super Bowl winning team? I don't think so. So send Russell Wilson to a team like, I don't know, the New England Patriots, who know what it takes to surround a quarterback with enough playmakers to win not one, but multiple Super Bowls. Who should the Seattle Seahawks take back in said trade with the New England Patriots? Probably a quarterback who would just be happy to get some looks. Just be happy to get back out there, get on the field, and take some snaps behind a crappy center. Because at least he's on the football field. Send Jarrett Stidham, Jarrett Studham, as referred to by some, a former fourth-round draft pick. So he was not drafted much further down the line than Russell Wilson was drafted. Send him to Seattle. Let him play behind the crap offensive line because you know what? Dang it. The kid's just happy to be out there. Let him throw to DK Metcalf. Let him hand the ball off to Chris Carson and Rashad Penny because he's just happy to be out there playing with the boys. And let Russell Wilson go cook some clam chowder in New England with the greatest coach that ever lived. So, yes. The Seattle Seahawks should trade Russell Wilson.
So I'm going to go ahead real quick and say no. The Seahawks.
It doesn't matter.
Should...
You said you'd be a fan wherever he goes.
Whoa,
so you welcome
I'll
to
cry.
Pat's Nation.
The actual tears would probably
welcome
come
to Pat's Nation,
my
Alex.
Eyes if Russ
he's willing to
was
disavow
traded.
The Seahawks if they trade Russell Wilson.
Because it's stupid.
I want
it
on
would
record.
Be absolutely stupid. It
Do
was.
You, and Alex Whistler,
yes, I would,
disavow?
I would definitely... I'd probably leave the Seahawks fandom because here's the deal.
That's crazy.
It's the stupidest thing I would have ever seen if they let go of Russ. Here's the deal. The biggest
from Seattle, mind
the
you.
The biggest
like this
reason
is not just like he's just a fan of Seattle because of Russ.
I would be so heated. So heated, right? Like that it would just end it. And here's why. No matter where Russ goes, because I know of his talent, if he goes anywhere with just a grade above our offensive line, it's going to come back and bite us quickly in the butt because he will be the one saying, sorry, boys, you can't advance in the playoffs. You can't advance this way. You can't advance that way because I'm going to beat you.
I can't imagine what it would be like to watch a quarterback leave your team and then win a Super Bowl the first year somewhere else.
But see, yours is different.
Can't imagine.
Yours is different. Tom Brady got older and it made sense to just trade Russ like this?
Did it make sense? No.
I guess. But that's not nearly as wild as the Seahawks trading
yeah,
Russ.
Yeah, it was
it's
like
not
to trade
near.
Him. Would you disavow if they traded Russ one for one, Russ for Deshaun Watson? And would you then become a Texans fan?
Here's what would happen. I still think I'd be a Seahawks fan.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's as good a return as you could want.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Like, if we're talking about what other quarterbacks want to leave, right? Deshaun Watson's the top tier of the ones that want out. So, like, yeah.
Would you disavow if they traded Russell Wilson and got draft capital and Carson Wentz?
Absolutely.
So you'd be an Eagles fan?
No, I would not be an Eagles fan.
So you'd just find a new team entirely?
I guess it would work because, like...
You and Tavo, Eagles fans.
I guess it works.
Would you follow Wentz to Seattle? Would you then be the Seahawks fan and you, Alex, be the Eagles fan?
No, because we lost to the Seahawks so many times.
So you'd both be Eagles fans.
The thing is, it would work out.
You'd be wearing your Alex Russell Wilson jersey, you Tavo Russell Wilson t-shirt jersey. Be watching the Eagles games every Sunday.
You know what? It's like, it could work out.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, it could work out. JoJo loves the Eagles. Her family loves the Eagles. I guess it could work
out.
Let's
go.
Like, it could work out.
The Eagles?
But absolutely not. I would be so pissed to see
Alex would be without a team.
What about Dallas? Because that's like...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
I would hate that, too, because then I have to play him twice a year.
Yeah, what? No.
If you got Dak...
If he's going... Listen.
No, stop
if
that.
You got Dak, if they, if Shut you up, traded, dude, if the Seahawks, if you got Dak and CeeDee Lamb in return for Russell Wilson,
okay,
yes,
do you disavow
Dak
them?
Yeah. No, Lamb. I would. No, I'd be okay with that.
Okay,
I love CeeDee Lamb. You got
I'm trying
CD,
to think of as many hypothetical.
Yeah, you got CeeDee Metcalf, Lockett. Yeah,
he's
okay.
Got his boy from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm okay. I could live with that. I could live with that, and like I'd be okay with it because I know Russ ain't taking the Cowboys to no Super Bowl, and
Russ,
fine with that.
Russ to the 49ers.
Absolutely.
Would you disavow?
Yeah.
Would you be a 49ers fan?
No.
He would disavow the whole division.
I'd probably be like a Ravens fan because like, I think they're...
Chargers?
I think purple's dope. Chargers would be dope. Ravens would Raiders. Be dope. Purple. Raiders would also be sick. See, I got options. But
so
I couldn't handle watching the Seahawks get crapped on
if
by Russ and the Niners twice a year.
If Russ left to a team that you don't like, who would be team number one?
If Russ left a team.
So if if they traded Russell Wilson to the San Francisco 49ers for like Nick Bosa, the 12th overall pick, and I don't know, Deebo Samuel.
Cash considerations.
I hate that. Dude. Who, cash considerations.
And the Seahawks with the 12th pick picked Trey Lance. Do you remain a Seahawks fan? Do you disavow and follow Russ to the 49ers? Or do you find a third option, find a new team entirely, and who would that team be?
Wes, you got to leave the whole division at that point.
Dude, it would be so hard.
You and Talmadge
hard.
Watching 49ers games every Sunday?
It would
Sunday?
Be so hard because like, I
Raiders,
am so
dude.
Invested in the Seahawks. Like, the amount of jerseys I have, like, I'm
but
so...
But you have to get rid of jerseys.
I'm so invested. So here's what would happen.
Just start
I still
selling
think,
them, dude.
I still think I would be a Seahawks fan, but... I
From far
honestly,
away.
All right.
Honestly,
he's just peeking over the fence.
My number one team, though, that'd be like, all right, I'm switching it up. I'm gonna be a Bills fan. I'm gonna be a Bills
wow.
fan.
Wow,
what the heck?
Yeah, go. I love the colors. Like, I want a Zach Moss jersey.
That wasn't even
so
one of the three
bad.
Options.
I know. I don't care.
What happened to purple's dope?
Purple is dope.
Remember when Talmadge or not Talmadge? Alex said he was gonna get a Kenneth Murray Chargers jersey.
Still waiting.
Once they get the number, and then.
No.
He said still waiting for what?
It's the number, and it's that dark blue. I need the dark blue. They don't have it in his. They have it in either the baby blue or the white. I need the dark
blue.
Well,
what's wrong with
the baby?
Alternate jerseys they only do with, like, superstars and quarterbacks.
So I guess I'm going to have to customize it. I don't know.
Just got
to
wait a couple of years. He'll be a superstar.
I ain't worried about it. He will be, for sure.
The dark blue, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can customize it right now on NFLShop.com.
That's more expensive.
Well, if you really were a fan and man of your word.
But that's different. That's different.
There's been times where Wiz hasn't cared about the price. So
yeah, that's true.
Anytime he steps into Lululemon,
they've got
true.
Dark blue.
You don't need to look at the
Kenneth
price.
Murray
you just
Jr.
Just swipe your card and just look
40% off.
Number
bucks?
56,
cool.
Extra large.
I'm
in stock.
I'm all right.
Hunter, how about you hurry up and add it to cart?
Give me
buy
a
it for yourself.
Credit card number. Just say it on. Just say it over
link,
air.
Link your PayPal.
Just say it over air.
Give him your Apple Pay.
Not my jersey.
Tabo was about to buy a Jalen Hurts jersey if they would have made the playoffs. But
yeah, well.
Lost to the Cowboys instead.
But anyway, I don't want Russ leaving.
Lost to a lot of teams.
Especially don't want Russ going to the 49ers because he would absolutely.
So you'd legit be a Bills fan.
Oh.
That's on me. That's on me.
Yeah, that hurt my ears.
The water bottle fell and turned up the volume in the headphones.
I was going to be like, the ooh is really loud.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, ow. So continue.
So you would Bills?
I think so.
Really?
It would be so hard
just
for me.
Just because Zach Moss?
Yeah, no, like Zach Moss. And just
like the Chargers
the
are in L.A.
Yeah, I just think more so just because the Bills are dope. Like, I like the fact that the Bills are getting good.
Me and you rivals.
Like, I like that.
The Bills have fallen to number three on my list.
So
they've been usurped by
Pats,
the
Bucks,
Pats, Bucks,
Bills. Interesting, okay.
Even the Bills, I'm not much of a Bills fan.
Well.
What?
Top of Bills fan.
But
if
anyway,
you weren't an Eagles fan, what fan would you be?
That's a good question. I was actually thinking about that this morning. I don't know.
So you've been thinking about it. Good.
Well, no.
Probably should be.
I've always had like some backup teams.
I know. So who are your backups?
I
thought about disavowing the Patriots after Brady, but I stuck with them.
So if you think about that, then I would have. No one would be upset if I disavowed the Seahawks for they trade.
I mean, Brady's probably a little more important to the Patriots then.
I mean, but I'm talking about the difference now where Russ is like in
I mean, if you're going to disavow, there needs to be a monumental moment, right? Like, I can't wait 2 years from now, still be a Patriots fan, and if the Patriots don't get good again, then disavow, right? Like, you have to disavow in that moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because now I've gone through 1 year with the Patriots. I can't disavow the Patriots now.
Right.
Because it's like, then I'm bandwagoning.
Yeah.
Right? But if I disavowed back in March, disavow Bucks. Then you're good.
What would you call it if, you know, you're so bored of your team winning so much that you're like, I'm going to go like a team that's on, you know, on the rise or a team that's got potential. Like if I went to the Hawks like
then
a couple
you're not
years ago.
Well, so like if you were a Patriots fan and then after they had won their sixth Super Bowl and you're like, man, I kind of want to go see what it's like going through the draft and free agency and rebuilding and you disavow. And then you went to like the Arizona Cardinals, then you're good.
Yeah, we gotta come up with
you can't reverse bandwagon. Go from a really good team to a crap team.
We gotta come up with like a real term for that. See if it catches on.
Appreciate someone who's reverse bandwagon.
Someone who's just bored of winning. We'll work on it.
What's the opposite of wagon? Boat? Or would it be a plane?
I'm planning.
Because so at least on the boat, you're also still on the ground, like Earth.
Well, are we talking about like in a literal sense? Like something that.
Yeah, like
pulls
if we're talking about
so,
if what's the opposite of bandwagoning going from a bad team to a good team, the opposite of going from a good team to a bad team would have to be the opposite of a wagon.
Well, so like a wagon's on wheels, it's rolling. So what about like you're being like on a sled? It's on.
But you're still on the ground. And
so you're talking.
Like,
oh,
I'm
no,
trying
no,
like,
no, even
reverse,
taking a step
like,
further.
Opposite, you're like in the air. Air travel would be the reverse of like ground travel.
No, we'll take it a step further. Wagon is being pulled by something. You got to find something that
is pulling something.
So, some like
a horse,
some like tow or something like that, or
a horse pulls a horse. The wagon.
I'm tugboating. I'm tugboating.
That like sounds
awful.
Team tugging.
Yeah, I don't know
team,
about that.
I'm tugging. That's not it.
It's not that.
No.
Anyway, we'll
get all the bad
that.
Ideas out now.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But anyway, yeah, Russ.
But we never got Tabo's backups. Who, if he was not an Eagles fan?
Probably Chargers.
Interesting.
I've been a Keenan Allen fan.
That
too.
Or probably the Dolphins.
Been.
Dolphins, I would see him.
You're a big Devontae Parker guy.
Well, that and just colors. He's like, I love the Dolphins.
Devontae.
Love their colors.
Yeah, I love their colors.
I guess he was traded there. But, I don't know, last couple of years, especially also playing with him in Madden, Kenny Stills.
Tabo has
he
been
helps
a...
me out. Helps me out a little bit.
So you'd be Texans.
Well, no, I was just saying.
Oh,
like,
well, Kenny still got a cut, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, he had a stint with Miami. So I was like, oh, you know, he's.
I remember that. Yeah.
So you.
He's, like,
would
he's
be,
a good third option.
You have been on the Keenan Allen Chargers.
True,
and they're close. They're in LA, so
yeah, it'd probably be Chargers.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well. All right. Well, I'm not looking forward to seeing Russ in the 49ers being.
I mean,
so
he's not going to get traded.
That,
but well,
I don't want that dominance to happen. But speaking of dominance, Tom Brady. For our last question here.
And Jazz?
No, Tom Brady.
Are the Jazz as good as the record shows? Yes.
Yeah, well, that's... We're skipping.
Yeah, I'm just giving you my answer.
Okay.
So we can
yes,
say we
and I
about
also
it.
Agree.
Yeah.
But is Tom Brady the most dominant athlete of all sports because of winning his seventh Super Bowl? with a different team.
I like the word choice that you put there, because, you know, most dominant player in football, right? People are like, okay, well, probably, yeah. But in all of sports, there's a lot of sports, there's a lot of events, and there's a lot of other legends.
Sure.
Who you could argue win more than Tom Brady. So the biggest thing on ESPN this week has been Tom Brady versus Serena Williams and how she has 23 Grand Slam titles, 33, and, like, there's 10 more championships somewhere else. So if, like, the legitimacy of it is, like, she flat out just wins more. They have more events throughout the year. But in her respective sport, she's more dominant.
Which is why, for the sake of the argument, I'm limiting it to team sports.
Okay.
Because I think when you're comparing single sports, right, so you could say Michael Phelps swimming in the Olympics, you could say Serena Williams, you could say Tiger Woods golfing, Roger Federer. The only thing you have to control in solo sports is you, right? But with team sports, and especially in football, more so, I think of all the team sports, football is the most team. Because everyone's doing a different job. It's not like basketball where it's just five guys and one guy can go out and dominate, right? Like you've seen, you know, one or two guys, LeBron, Steph, Jordan, KD. Like if you just have one good guy, you're going to be able to at least make the playoffs. But in football, there's 22 guys, and that's not even counting special teams, that all have a different job. And if one person is unable to do their job well, you can find yourself going 6-10, right? So I think it's harder to win in team sports just because there's so many things that could go wrong, so many different variables. Tom Brady doesn't have control over what the defense is doing. He doesn't have control of the wide receivers running the right routes. He doesn't have control over the offensive line blocking. So it's harder to be dominant in team sports, where there's also things like salary cap and the leagues are built to create parity, right? Like in tennis, there's nothing in tennis that will create parity because it's just Serena Williams going up against whoever her opponent is that day. And then of all the team sports, football is the hardest because, like I said, it's 22 guys, not five guys out there, or in soccer's case, nine guys, or baseball's case, nine guys. And so for Tom Brady to have won as much as he has, to dominate the way that he has, 10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 Super Bowl championships, multiple MVP awards, to do that in a sport where everything is stacked against good teams remaining good with the draft order, salary cap, all things like that, for him to do that for 20 years, yes, Tom Brady is the greatest team sport athlete. And I would even say the greatest athlete, because I think it's harder to win in team sports of all time. I mean, to compare this, imagine if Michael Jordan had gone to the Washington Wizards and won the NBA Finals with the Wizards. Like, that would have been unheard of. Like, that would have been arguably Michael Jordan's greatest accomplishment, to go to the Washington Wizards of all teams, a team that was not that great, and take them to the championship and win them a championship. I mean, the Bucks were 7-9. They had good players, but it wasn't a winning organization. It wasn't a winning culture. They were 7-9 with the same guys essentially that they had this year. I know you added Gronk, but Gronk didn't really play a factor until the Super Bowl. You added a running back, Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette didn't really play a role until the playoffs. Like, for the most part, it was the same core group of guys from a season ago that did not have a winning record to now Super Bowl champs because you added one guy. You added Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That was the one place that they needed to fix.
I mean, yeah. But Jameis also threw 30 touchdowns. Right. He threw 30 interceptions, but he also threw 30 touchdowns. Yeah, so it's not like they were playing with Mitch Trubisky out there, right, who was throwing 12 touchdowns and 15 picks. Like, they still had a guy who could sling it around and was slinging tutties, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
still
not very clutch.
Couldn't even go 500.
Okay. I feel the same way. I completely agree. Because I think I also saw a stat because you brought up the Jordan and Wizards.
Yeah.
The year Jordan joined the Wizards, it was the same age that Tom Brady won the last Super Bowl with the Patriots, I believe. And then they're saying this year.
First one?
No, the last. Most recent one with the Patriots. is what I'm saying when he joined the Wizards. I'm talking about like what age Michael was to compare to Tom Brady's age, right?
How old was Michael? I mean, because Brady was, what, 41?
And I'm trying to remember what
Michael I don't think Jordan was 41 when he joined the Wizards.
Because I'm trying to think of the stat. Because basically saying, because they're saying that Tom Brady winning this Super Bowl, Jordan had been retired for 3 years. Something like that. It was like a weird stat. But because of that,
Yeah, well, like the age thing.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. The age. Completely the age. And so the fact that Tom Brady is the age that he is, still doing what he's doing, you can't argue. You can't argue that he's not the most dominant of all sports because, yes, football is harder. There's more moving pieces. There's more things that you kind of have to, as a quarterback, being the conductor of the team anyway, you got to figure all that out. And so I just don't see any argument to go against it.
What do we do if Brady plays till 50? And, like, at a high level.
We love it.
But, like, that goes against everything that we as a human race believes. Right? When it comes to age, when it comes to athletic primes, like, especially in the NFL, where the physicality of the sport causes people to, some of the best athletes we've ever seen, it causes them to retire in their early 30s. Right? Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, Patrick Willis. Right? Like guys who are some of the best athletes on the planet Earth can't even go into their mid-30s playing the game.
I just think that's hard. You have to compare it to mostly quarterbacks, though, because you got to think, like, if you're talking about players, those guys are getting hit a lot.
But
it's gonna
Brady's
happen.
Not the athlete that Calvin Johnson is.
No.
Right? When it comes to speed, size, physicality, just athletic abilities.
Right, but if we were to talk about how many times Calvin Johnson's been hit compared to Tom Brady...
I mean, it's not like Tom Brady's not getting hit.
Yeah, but the force of hits are a lot greater than it is because you can't see me tell me Tom Brady's getting hit as hard as Calvin Johnson was. No, you can't.
Sure, but again, but...
And as many times.
I don't know about the times. Like, if you were to compile the hits taken in Calvin Johnson's career, would it outweigh the hits taken in Brady's career?
I guess
no.
In career.
I don't think so.
No, because that's harder because, I mean, what, Calvin Johnson's been out of the league for how long now?
But, like, I don't know. If we're a wide receiver and a quarterback... Because, like, what if a quarterback takes what, like, six hits a game, maybe?
Yeah, but if you think about
between sacks and just quarterback hits and
yeah, depending, but then it's
rushing
like
attempts
Johnson,
too.
How many times they throw
but do you think Calvin
him?
Was getting like
he's getting hit more than six times a game? I would probably bet it.
Well, because every time
I don't think by much.
Every time
though.
You're targeted, you're gonna get hit.
Depending on like where,
I mean, touchdown catches.
Yeah, and depending
you're not
like,
getting
if
hit.
It's like the incomplete pass, like if it's like high or low, and like it's out of there, it doesn't really matter. But the thing is, I think the force that Calvin Johnson would have been taking.
But you're also getting hit by cornerbacks and not 300-pound defensive linemen.
Yeah, but also
like
the linemen
are using all of their energy to get through another lineman.
But the thing
is
that they hit him as hard as they would if someone.
But then the linemen are falling on top of you. Like it's just a bigger, stronger dude hitting you, right? Like Calvin Johnson was twice the size of the defensive backs hitting him.
But the thing is, if they're hitting you as hard. As they were hitting Calvin Johnson, they get ejected from the game because the quarterbacks are protected. So you can't.
I hear that argument for like running backs and linebackers and stuff like that because they are taking harder hits. I don't know about wide receivers.
Wide receivers,
I think maybe a little more wide receivers, but I think it's a little more comparable. But regardless, like this sport is not designed to allow guys to play very long. But if Tom Brady, who is not this crazy athlete, is able to play this sport till 50 years old and play it at a high level and play in the position that he does, like that shatters any sort of idea that we have about athletic prime and athletic ability, right?
Right.
Because there's no comparison. I mean, baseball players have played into their 40s. I mean, George Blanda was, what, like 45? But he was kicking. Like, it's not... I just don't think we really understand the scope of things... And how potentially Tom Brady playing till 50 could impact the athletic world.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just all I'm saying. That's my point.
I agree with that. And that's the thing. It's like, I agree with you that it would kind of, because I wonder what that does for athletes to come after him. Because,
it's already changed. I mean, Matt Stafford is what, 32? right? 32, 33, something like that. He's in his early 30s. 10 years ago, I don't think people would be giving up first-round picks for Matthew Stafford, not because of talent, but because they would be thinking, well, he's 32. What, he has, what, 2-3 years left? But now you see Brady going to 43, and you look at Matt Stafford and say, yeah, we'll give up a first-round pick because we think we could get 6 or 7 good years out of him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he could, he'll be impactful for the same amount of time as a potential first-round pick under in their rookie contract.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Tom Brady, the way he's taking care of himself, is setting the bar for how facilities and teams are going to expect their quarterbacks to hold themselves to. They're going to be, you need to train this way. This is how you should take care of your body.
I mean, Belichick kicked Guerrero out of the facility.
Well.
So that can't be said for what's going on in Foxborough, but.
I guess.
I do agree. But, like, and to some degree, Drew Brees did the same thing, right? But we saw Drew Brees absolutely, you know, to use the adage of Tom Brady of falling off a cliff. Like, Drew Brees fell off a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he could not throw further than 15 yards.
Because he's starting to get hurt yearly. Like, there's something.
And, I mean, he went till 40. What is he, 40, 41?
Brees?
Yeah.
Did he already break 40? Maybe he did.
I mean, Rodgers is 36. I don't think he's slowing down in the next 2-3 years, so he's going to probably reach 40. Like, there's other guys, but the fact that Tom Brady is winning a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP.
42, so.
42, but he fell off the cliff at probably 40.
I'd probably say, yeah, last couple 2 years ago.
But the fact that Brady is still slinging 40-plus touchdowns a year, winning the Super Bowl and winning Super Bowl MVP at 43 years old, and it does not look like he's going to slow down at all. Right, like you saw what he's able to do this year. There's no reason to expect that next year is going to be the year that, oh, he comes out and throws 18 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Right? I mean, it's just insane that we could potentially, I don't think he's going to reach 50, but I think he reaches 45, no problem.
Well, I think he potentially
could get to 47 before it's a steep decline, and 47 is still insane.
45's insane. I'd still think 45's ridiculous. What he's doing at 43 is ridiculous. I don't know.
I turned 22 and my athletic abilities hit the downswing.
I was going to say, I was like, I'm 24 and I'm like, man, I feel like I need to go to like physical therapy after basketball sessions. Like,
I chased my dog around the basement and I'm like, all right, like, that's like, enough for me today.
Yeah, relax. Yeah, I don't know about all that. All right, moving on, and we're going to pump through this, but we'll go 10 to 1, and we're going to give our NFL top 10 way too early. All right, so starting with 10, Tabo.
I'm going to go with Titans.
Okay.
Good one. I have the Chargers.
I also have the Chargers.
4-game win streak to end the year, new coach, 13th overall pick. They got Justin Herbert.
They're going
to Seven of their nine losses were by one possession early.
Yes. Yes, and that's exactly it. Like, the fact that they're that close to having a playoff record, I don't want to hear about it. So, 10. Yes, I like it. Tabo.
Number 9.
9.
Browns.
Okay.
Browns rival the Ravens.
Interesting. So, I put the Niners here at 9. Put the Niners at 9. Granted, that could also change. I don't know what they're going to do with their quarterback situation, but 9.
There's an asterisk.
Yes.
With the 49ers,
Yeah. Top of 8.
Seahawks.
I also have the Seahawks at 8.
Seahawks at 8. All right. Yeah, I listen. Unless the Seahawks need to do, clearly, after it's been really publicly brought to the table.
If you improve the secondary and the offensive line, I think the Seahawks go from 8 to probably top 4.
I agree. I completely agree. You get just like, if you just need like 2 pieces on that O-line.
Like, you add a Jalen Ramsey.
Yes.
Like, not saying that Jalen Ramsey's are out there ripe for the plucking.
No. Our safeties are fine.
If you add a Jalen Ramsey type.
Right.
Then I think that probably jumps you 3 spots just by adding one guy.
Yeah,
then
I
you
agree.
Add Some an line. Offensive line help.
You're chilling.
Then you're top 4.
Yeah, I agree. Because our safeties are fine because Marquise Blair is going to be back. So we're not going to need to rely so much on
Jamal Adams to linebacker.
That or just like do what he does, where he's a stand-up, or he just needs to be a Cam Chancellor. That's all he needs to be, because he can be that. He's just not as big of a hitter.
He can't cover anyone.
Listen.
Put him at linebacker because he's a.
It could be.
Because he's.
I just want Marquise Blair to be deep. We need a better cornerback, and at that, we'll be fine. Because we can move Jamal Adams around in the defense because our linebacking core itself is fine. We're going to be okay. And then, yes, O line. So, 8, Seahawks, Tabo, 7.
Steelers.
Steelers didn't even make my top 10.
Me either. I have the 49ers. If you get a healthy quarterback, a healthy defense back, right? Nick Bosa is going to be back. And you have the 12th overall pick. I think the 49ers are back in Super Bowl contention this year. Okay.
7 for me is the Titans. I got Titans at 7.
I didn't have the Titans on my list.
I think the Titans, dude, I just can't.
I think they've been figured out.
It's like there's some teams where you just don't know what they're going to do in the offseason.
I can hop on the board where I think they could be figured out because all they have is Derrick Henry.
You stop Derrick Henry and...
Right. Yeah. But we'll see. I still think Tannehill had
some good games thrown over 300 yards.
I mean,
Corey Davis is a free agent. They have A.J. Brown. Johnny Smith is a free agent.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, Tabo, 6.
Rams.
I have the Colts. With an asterisk, I said asterisk need to find a starting quarterback. Yeah, if they can find a starting quarterback, they're at 6.
Yeah, I couldn't put him in there just because I don't know what that starting quarterback is going to be like. For me, 6, I put the Rams as well. Tabo, 5.
Ravens.
Okay. I didn't even have the Ravens in my top 10.
Right.
I have the Bills. I'm making a last-minute switch. I have the Bills at 5.
Oh,
okay.
Slippity doo-dah.
We'll see. I mean, if Josh Allen can continue his upward trajectory, then I think they are 3. But we'll see how teams, right? I mean, we saw Lamar Jackson had the MVP type year, and then teams kind of started, and make adjustments in your second year.
They figure you out. They kind of play against it.
Well, Ethan says you can't be figured out.
Yeah, well, Ethan doesn't know.
We'll see how defenses play Josh Allen. This coming year. So I have them at 5. Okay. Still top 5 for the Bills is good.
There you go. I have the Browns at 5.
Oh.
I did not have the Browns on my list. Well. Talking about figuring out.
Speaking of getting figured out.
Yes. Yeah. All right, tops 4.
Packers.
4, I have the Chiefs.
Disrespectful.
I think a lot of people are going to be watching the game film from the Tampa Bay defense, and I think... other than New England Patriots, we do not see a losing Super Bowl team get back to Super Bowl contention the next year, right? I mean, 49ers lose this year, they miss the playoffs. The Rams lose next year, they miss the playoffs. The Patriots lost to the Eagles next year, we're back in the Super Bowl. The year before that, the Falcons lost to the Patriots. The Falcons haven't been back to the playoffs. Like, losing Super Bowl teams don't instantly turn it around and are the best, again, that next year. And so I don't think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs this year, but I don't think we'll be talking about them as, like, the team to beat.
I actually agree with you. But my 4 is the Bills. Tabo, 3.
Don't hate it.
3 is Bills.
So I had the Bills at 3 originally. Now I have the Los Angeles Rams.
Interesting. Which I can't hate. I can't hate that, man. The Rams are going to be good.
I mean, you added the defense... You have Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald.
You've got Matthew Stafford, who throws for nearly over 4,000 yards consistently on the Lions.
Cooper Kupp.
Oh, dude. I'm scared.
Cooper Kupp. You have Cam Akers. Yeah. You have a good running back. Yeah. You have a good coach. I think the Los Angeles Rams are number 3.
For me, 3 is Chiefs. I still think they have a good enough team that they're going to be talked about. I think Super Bowl contention...
I mean,
you have
Mahomes. Like, you're always going to be talking about.
I still think they're going to be ending up in that. I still could see them in the AFC Championship game. Easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2.
Chiefs.
2, I have the Packers.
So, at number 2, I have the Bucks. They just won a Super Bowl. They have Tom Brady. I just don't know. All right, Todd, who's your number 1?
The Bucks. I've preached this before, but, like, whenever it's off-season rankings, like, you have to... respect who just won the championship.
Yeah, and I agree with that, but I just can't.
It depends.
But I mean, it is way too early, right? It's like from
would you have put the Eagles at number 1 going into the 2018 season?
Out of respect, yeah. Do I think they would make it back? Probably not.
But I think you have to take into account like if players are leaving and things like that.
Yeah, and not just like consistency, like if there is.
Yeah. No, I get your overall point, but I'm saying there are some instances where I think it makes sense to drop the defending champion down a little bit.
Yeah, this isn't
right.
Like
college football happens most often because guys graduate and things like that. But in the NFL, rosters will change. Like the Golden State Warriors go to the championship, they lose to the Raptors, or the Raptors. A good example would be the Raptors winning the NBA Finals, and then Kawhi leaves that offseason. I don't think you can come in that next year and say the Raptors are the number one team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, especially no if you're best player leaves.
Yeah. Your overall point, I do agree with them. And I have the Tampa Bay at number one. And for the reason of, I think most of their key guys are going to be returning.
Yeah.
Right? Bruce Arians said today, like told in the, I know, Super Bowl parade statements, take them with a grain of salt, but Bruce Arians says, you know, to Chris Godwin, there's no way you're leaving. Mike Evans has already come out and said he's willing to take less money if it means retaining guys. Like Shaq Barrett, I think, has said he's going to be coming back. Like a lot of their guys that are going to be free agents, I think there's a big desire for them to stay in Tampa Bay because they know that they can win more Super Bowls with Brady. Brady's already said he's coming back, so Tampa Bay is my number one.
Okay. Do you think they're trying to bring Fournette back?
I think Fournette will be willing to come back for cheap, and I think if he says, I'm willing to come back for $1 million, then I think the Bucks should.
Yeah.
Unless you think you're going to get like Travis Etienne with the 32nd overall pick.
I also think that
like if you can get one of those two guys, then I think you let one of your running backs walk.
I feel like I'd rather have Fournette at that point just because of the
Would you rather have Fournette than Najee Harris?
No. I'm talking about let's say you get Najee Harris or whomever.
Is Ronald Jones a free agent? How many of the running backs are free agents? I guess that's what.
I don't know. I was just saying, like, if you were picking between
two of them, we're going to leave.
But the thing is
I was just thinking, if you're going to keep between, if you were deciding between Fournette and Ronald Jones, I think Fournette's the guy just because he's a bigger round and pound, and it's Ronald Jones just kind of seemed to die off.
Yeah. So, well, Ronald Jones has one more year.
Yeah. Okay.
So you'd have to cut or trade him, and you'd have to re sign Fournette. I think
what if you trade him to get to a spot to get Najee Harris or.
I don't think that happened. You
don't think you got enough?
And you get like a fifth round pick. I mean, you're not trading. You're not trading Ronald Jones for a second.
No, but I'm thinking like if you were to trade like Ronald Jones and let's say.
Well, I think they're in a position to get Najee Harris at 32.
You think?
Yeah. At the very least, Travis Etienne. Running backs, there's not going to be multiple running backs selected in the first round.
I guess because teams just don't necessarily need them.
Yeah, I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was one of the best running back.
He's
the only running back, and he went 32 to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I think if you're the Bucks, you're in a perfect position to get ETN or Najee Harris. So I think if that's the route you want to go, then Fournette's gone.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy also, he's going to be gone. He didn't even play, though. But then you still have
either Super Bowl, right?
He was active for this one. He didn't play, though. He was inactive for last year's.
Which is so weird. He's like, you know, I'm literally just getting here for the ride.
I'm just here.
But so I think you're in a good spot if next year your running backs are Ronald Jones and a Najee Harris.
No, I think so too. I can't.
Yeah, and like being such a high powered offense throughout the air, like you see with the Chiefs too, like you don't need a premier starting running back.
Yeah. Talking about Jalen Reagor and scheme fit, I think maybe ETN is more of a better scheme fit for Tampa Bay.
I think so too.
Because he's more of a threat out of the backfield catching. Yeah. But Tampa Bay also could let Fournette walk and sign James White, who's a free agent from New England.
Could be. Which
James White's dope.
I mean, James White.
Well, then you got the chemistry.
James
you got
White.
The chemistry, so.
And you could sign James White and still draft a running back.
Yeah.
Because James White really isn't a huge threat in the run game, but he's a threat in the pass game.
And he's
then
not
going to
be
case,
expensive.
Yeah. And who knows? He may take less to go to Tampa Bay, reunite with Brady. He is from Florida. His mom lives in Florida. You remember his dad and his mom were in the car accident. His dad passed away. So he may want to go back to Florida, be closer to family.
Apparently, they're getting Adrian Peterson as well. So,
I mean, who knows?
So, yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay, you're in a good spot.
I can see it. My number one's the Packers, and here's why. I think the Packers are set for greatness, and especially for how they lost to the Bucks. I just have this feeling that Aaron Rodgers, they're going to get another key piece at wideout because, I mean, I think they have too much inconsistency other than Davante Adams. Those other two, like Scantling and Lazard.
Lizard.
Scantling loves to drop.
Lazard.
I don't care.
Lazard.
Scantling loves to drop passes.
Oh, yeah,
loves
big
to drop
fan.
Passes. I think they need to get more consistency there. They need to keep Jamal Williams because I think he's much better than Aaron Jones. I think that's for their fit. Hold on. Hold up here.
Hold on.
Hear me out now.
Hold on.
Let me
running
keep,
the ball.
Hold on.
No.
Let me finish.
Aaron Jones had multiple thousand-yard.
Let me finish.
Double-digit touchdown seasons.
Who did the Packers draft last year? Who's that running back?
A.J. Dillon.
A.J. Dillon. They're going to keep A.J. Dillon. He's going to be the guy, the running guy. They're going to keep Jamal. Sheesh. You're going to save money there. You're going to bring in more O-line help.
Premise.
And I think they're going to smoke the water, all right? Smoke that water all the way to the Super Bowl. That's what's going
to
happen.
I'm just done picking Aaron Rodgers to go to the Super Bowl.
I think
benefited off of one Super Bowl appearance more than Aaron Rodgers.
That's, yeah, true.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but he's been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they talk about Aaron Rodgers as one of the greatest
MVPs,
because of that one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson has one Super Bowl, and he's nowhere near that talk, it feels like.
Well, Aaron Rodgers also has three MVPs, so.
Yeah, Wilson's not as good.
No, listen, I'm not trying to say
we're comparing one to one talent. But you actually made some sense with the Aaron Jones thing. Because it is true. Like, if Aaron Jones wants money, if Aaron Jones wants to get paid, I don't think the Packers should pay him. Like, if he's like, hey, I'll take like $5 million a year, then I think you do go back.
Maybe. Yeah, if they get
the right price. Jamal Williams does pretty much everything other than rushing between the tackles good enough that he's important to your roster. Because he's a good special teams guy. He's a great blocking in the backfield. He's great receiving out of the backfield. Like, Jamal Williams does everything other than running between the tackles very well.
And you already have A.J. Dillon. I just think you would save yourself so much money to get yourself these key pieces that you're missing. And you're going
to
be fine.
If you're the Packers, do you trade Jordan Love for like a second round pick and then try to just get wide receivers?
No. Because Jordan Love, I think.
If you're the Packers. And you go to, like, the Colts and say, we'll give you Jordan Love for your first-round pick. Or if the Colts came to the Packers and said, hey, well, I don't know, where are the Colts picking? In the 20s, 26 or something like that.
That's not...
If the Colts say, we'll give you 26 overall for Jordan Love.
No. No.
I don't know.
Why would you? What advantage does that give you, though?
Because you can get a wide receiver that will catch passes.
Who in this draft, besides the dude from Alabama now, just drawing a blank?
I mean, there's Jalen
Waddle.
Jamar Chase. There's Jalen Waddle. There's Devontae Smith. There's Rashad Bateman.
Florida
as well.
Do you think those five dudes make it?
Kadarius Toney.
Do you think they are sitting pretty at, 23? Are they at, 23,
24? Who helps the Packers in 2021 more? Jordan Love.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, okay. If you're thinking about, then Rashad Bateman.
I get
that because he's
That's what I'm
be...
saying is you try to win a Super Bowl. You have Aaron Rodgers. Try to win a Super Bowl now.
But
we just talked about Brady playing till 50. Aaron Rodgers is 36. You could,
I think
probably
you win
at least four more years of good Rodgers.
I think you win a Super Bowl now without having to get rid of Love.
No.
By saving yourself money, by not
They don't have the
Aaron
offensive
Jones.
Firepower to keep up with the Chiefs or the Bucks.
Listen, man, I don't think they need
or
to
the
get
Seahawks,
rid of
if the
their,
Seahawks get a good
I don't think they need to get
defense.
Rid of their future. They're in Jordan
but
Love.
But why are you planning for 5 years down the road now when you have a quarterback that can win you a Super Bowl as long as you just give him some offensive weapons?
I guess
weapons?
If we think... if
Especially if you're going to let Aaron Jones walk, because Aaron Jones is your second best wide receiver.
I guess if you think Jordan Love is going to have... If Aaron Rodgers is going to be there for another 5 years, then
like
yeah,
if Aaron
like if
Rodgers,
that's the plan...
If Aaron Rodgers comes to the Packers front office, if he goes to Matt LaFleur and he says, I'm playing... I can give you to at least 40 of good years. The Packers would be stupid to not trade Jordan Love. Jordan Love wasn't even active for pretty much all of Green Bay's games this year. You spent a first-round pick on a dude who did not wear shoulder pads a single Sunday this year. Why would you not take that guy and get something back for him that you can use to help Aaron Rodgers in 2021 to reach the Super Bowl?
I mean, I guess like if Aaron Rodgers, if the Packers truly believe that Aaron Rodgers could be there for,
and he hasn't shown us any. I mean, he won the MVP this year at 36. So there's nothing that says that Aaron Rodgers can't give you
above
average quarterback play to 40.
I can see it. I don't know.
The Packers aren't going to, but they absolutely should trade Jordan Love to a team like the Colts, who are a quarterback away.
Like a team
who has a late first round pick, or even a team that has an early second round pick, because you could get Rashad Bateman in the second round.
Yeah, probably. I could see it.
I mean, just the Packers. The pick itself was stupid to begin with.
I think so. I think the Packers taking him at the last pick of the.
Been blessed with an offseason where half the league needs quarterbacks. And you've got a first-round quarterback sitting on the inactive list. Why not try to get someone who can help Aaron Rodgers now?
Yeah, okay. I can see it.
You should.
All right. Moving on to game picks. Game picks, we're going to go quick. Bucks at Suns. Bucks are -4.5.
When are these games?
Tonight. All of them are tonight.
So they've already happened.
No, they haven't happened.
Some are currently
happening. You don't even have to look. Yeah, I didn't think we were going to take this long.
Well, I mean, we started recording at 6:30.
Two started at 7, and then the other two started at 8.
Okay.
So they're all late games.
Let's just score the Bucks-Suns game.
Don't look at it. Don't you cheat it. I already told you the spread. You don't
Let's
even need to look
at your tomorrow
phone.
Night.
You don't even need to. They didn't have the spreads yet. Oh. That's why I couldn't.
Basketball is tough.
Yeah, and that's why I couldn't do it. That's why I had to pick tonight. Don't look at your phone, Tommy. You don't need to. I already told you the spread.
I'm looking.
Okay. Bucks are -4.5 at the Suns. Hunter, who are you taking?
Come back to me.
The Bucks.
The Bucks?
As he looks at the score.
Yeah, are you looking at the score right now? Why are you doing that? You got to do that.
Oh. Well, the Bucks don't play till later. They're a later game.
But either way, I'm going Bucks.
I mean, I've seen the scores now. We have to we'll just do the Bucks, Suns, and Lakers, Thunder.
Okay, that's fine. If you're already out here looking at the scores for some reason, yeah. I don't know why you're doing that.
I was going to pick the Pelicans, but they're down 13 to the Bulls right now.
Well, you're just.
Dude, that's why you don't
look
at it.
You just accept it.
Makes it exciting.
Well, thank goodness I did look, because I would have gotten that one wrong.
Loser. All right. Well, all right. So.
Denver is beating Cleveland very badly, and I was going to
take Nuggets on that. But I was going to take the Pelicans against the Bulls, so I get that.
The Bulls.
I said Bulls.
The Bills.
I did not.
The Bulls.
What did he say?
It was like, he said Bulls sounded like Bills, but I know.
The Bulls.
Yeah, it was like a back of the throat Bulls.
Thunder at Lakers. Lakers are -11.5.
Thunder.
And also Thunder.
I mean, they literally went to overtime. So.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I like that.
And okay. The Lakers haven't been blowing people out.
Same with the Bucks, especially the Nets. Nets are losing to people.
Nope.
Unless they're just trying to get viewership back, so they're keeping it close. But.
Yeah. All right. Bucks, Suns.
Yeah, we already passed that. Bucks.
Oh, I picked the Suns.
Okay. Cool.
I haven't watched NBA enough to know. Who's good? Apparently the Mavericks aren't good.
Shockingly. I just watched them play.
The Jazz are really good.
But, yeah. The last couple of years, for how much hype Luka gets around, they aren't winning enough games to.
Do the Warriors suck? What's up with that?
They're average.
Just because Clay? Is Steph overrated? Are people having that discussion yet?
Nope. No one needs to have that discussion. Steph is literally giving his all. He's already got multiple 50-point games.
Like, they're 13-12. What?
Yeah, because some people are triple teaming.
We should start having that discussion.
Right. No.
It's not like he doesn't have Draymond, the #2 overall pick, and Andrew Wiggins.
Wiseman's been out for a minute. Kelly Oubre decides if he's going to perform every now and then. But no, they're running like a...
What's up with the Timberwolves? Why do they stink?
I don't know.
Because Karl Anthony Towns has played three games this
year. How do you have Towns, Russell, and Edwards, and you stink? You've won six games. They're the worst in the NBA. They're worse than the Pistons. Well, as bad as the Pistons.
I think Towns has only played... Like six games.
Like the Wizards, the Wizards I get because the Wizards have Westbrook, Beal, and nobody else.
Yeah.
The Pistons I get because Blake Griffin does not try.
Well, Westbrook and Beal
I worked the scores table for Jazz Pistons last week. Blake Griffin does not try for about 2/3 of the possessions.
I believe that. I have him on fantasy and he's
also what's up with Derrick Rose? Why did Derrick Rose not play?
He did play.
Did you know Frank Jackson was on the Pistons?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Derrick Rose for the play for
no
the...
No clue. I thought he was on Thunder.
He got signed, I think it was after the season started, that he got signed.
asking Derrick Rose play for the Pistons?
Well, he was on the Pistons. He got traded since.
He's now on the Knicks, right?
Yeah, he played last night.
Yeah, he played last night.
Yeah, but he was on the Pistons, and he was not playing.
Yeah.
Like, they were, DeLon Wright started.
I don't know. I don't know about all that.
A lot of questions.
But, anyway.
All right. Well, that was a fun one. Good outline. I'd give it an A+.
Appreciate it.
It helps that we had, like, 3 weeks of stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it does help. Makes it very easy.
All right, that was good. A round of applause, Alex.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, boys. Good time.
Any final news, notes, thoughts, grievances to air?
No, I just hope, you know, maybe coming down the next few months that Russell Wilson's still Seahawks.
Ooh, the Russell Wilson has been traded podcast episode.
Dude,
I don't know if I want to be a part of that.
We're going to have to put that,
you know,
we're going to have to put that explicit thing next to it because I'm not holding back. I'm not holding back.
We'd have to put a warning.
Because you're not going to be able to bleep it out.
It to Twitter.
You won't be able to bleep out enough because, like, it'll just ruin the podcast.
The post-production on that would suck.
Oh,
the whole thing is...
I'd be pissed.
He just starts making a beat out of it.
Yeah, we'd have to put a little, like, the content you're about to listen to.
It's very, very bold.
Recommend parental advisory.
Yeah.
Some of the content you're about to listen to may not be suitable for children and
anyone under 21.
LDS. Yeah, great podcast. Tabo, are you committing to once a week now?
I thought me and Devin switch off every week.
Can we really rely on Devin, though? Can we really rely on you? Do we need to start hitting up Sean? Yes or no?
Look.
Because Sean will be here every week if we want him to.
Do we care about the NBA anymore?
I mean, when the Jazz are good.
Essentially, we're NFL, right?
Like, we're an NFL podcast. We're a football podcast.
Fine? We'll talk some baseball and basketball and maybe even a little bit of hockey talk. But we're essentially...
We're a football podcast.
Free agency
is not in the football season.
Free agency is in a month. We need to do like our countdown for the...
Yeah, and then,
top
then the
two,
draft's
top
coming up here. 10
free
just,
agents.
Draft's going to be in just about
then
2 months.
The draft. The NFL draft podcast is always our best.
I love it.
We need to find a better way to do our reactions, though. Because last year's reactions weren't great.
We need to figure out how we can do it in here. Like, bring a setup in here.
I can
and
bring
stream
a TV
it,
in here.
And just stream it. Like, somehow make that work. Because that would be perfect. If we have our mics and we can do it this way, it'll sound better.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that'd be better.
We'll figure it out.
Cool.
Man, free agency and the draft. We're already here.
Yeah. Hit it.
All right. Thanks for listening. Peace.